Good morning again, my friends. This is David Saul from The Elder and His Glory. And yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Now, last week we ended up sharing from 2 Corinthians 12 and 9, where Paul was told by God, "My grace is sufficient for thee. For my," then that would be God's strength, "is made perfect in weakness." Now, that would be our weakness, my friend. Did you know that the weaker we can become, the stronger God can become? Let me say that again. The weaker we can become, the stronger God can become. But most Christians do not want to hear this. Oh, no. But make no mistake, my friend, God is not, repeat, not going to hand to anyone a thing we call power or authority and let them loose to speak for Him. You can ask Brother Moses about that. God will not, now listen very closely to me, God will not allow immature, self-centered, and selfish Christians to mess up His body. Oh, no. The only way we can be trusted with any power at all or any authority is if we are first brought into the weakness through the work of the cross in our lives. But this also is just another way of saying we must come under the lordship of Jesus Christ. My friend, we must be subject to the dealings and the judgments of God in our lives. Let me say that again. We must be subject to the dealings and the judgments of God in our life that teach us when to speak and when not to speak, that teach us how to function and operate and love like Jesus did, that teach us how to love like Christ, how to touch and the hearts of men, and how to humble ourselves like Jesus did, that teach us to be like Christ. Of course, but to most Christians, this all sounds so negative and depressing. But if we want to be set free from ourselves and released from pride and fear and self-promotion, even self-protection, we must come under the lordship of Jesus Christ. Now, if I come up under the lordship of Jesus Christ, it is not going to suppress me as a person, oh no, or make me miserable, oh no. It will, in fact, release me and set me free to be what God wants me to be. Then, Christ will come to be seen in me and through me out to the world. But, my friend, this cannot happen if God simply gives me a thing called power or authority and then turns me loose. Oh, no, indeed. If He did that, I would become a very prideful, very arrogant, very religious person. Oh, boy, does this sound familiar? I would say yes. I think so. Oh, my friend, it is only the work of the cross in our lives that can prevent this from happening. But as I said when I started, very few Christians have allowed Christ to work in their lives. Very few Christians have allowed Christ to lay the axe of the Spirit to the roots of sin and bitterness and presumption in their lives. So we fake it like we've got it. Wow. While taking other Christians down with us. Sadly, I have seen this all the days of my time in church. Rather than a power God gives us to do things, oh no, the anointing of Christ in us has another purpose. So yes, God will give us power not to do things for ourselves, but for His purposes. The Bible tells us a few things we have power to do in Christ. In John 1:12-13, we read, "But as many as received Him," that would be Christ, "to them gave He," that He would be us, "power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name, which were born not of the blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God." John 1:12-13. In Acts 1:8, we read, "But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses." Now that word "witnesses" there is not the word that you think. That word "witness" there is martyr, or to be, you know, sacrifice, to lay our life down, "unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all of Judea and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth." Acts 1:8. Do you want more? Well, how about Romans 1:16? Paul writes, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel." How about you, brother? Are you ashamed of the gospel? "For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." Romans 1:16. How about one more? Romans 15:13. I really like this one. Paul again helps us. "Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost." Romans 15:13. Now, can we see all of these passages speak of a power to become and not do something? Let me say that again. All of these passages, they speak of an ability to become something than to do something for God. You know, we would rather do something for God than become something in God, because when we have to become something in God, that means there's a part of our lives that must be sacrificed and must fall away. But how about doing? Aren't we supposed to be doing things? How about signs and wonders? Well, those things are included. Yet, can we see the nonsense of thinking that God will anoint us to give us power and authority and then give no consideration to our character, or our integrity, or even our relationship with Him? Can we see that only if God has as a priority our character and how much we have come under the authority and the lordship of Jesus Christ, that at the rest of these things, such as ministry and gifts and works, will truly be according to His will? You know, it is a universal principle. You cannot possess power unless power possesses you. Let me say that again. You cannot possess power unless power possesses you. You cannot rule and reign with Christ unless Christ is ruling and reigning over you. Let me say that again. You cannot rule and reign with Christ unless Christ is first ruling and reigning over you. There is no other order in this plan and this purpose of God. My friend, there is no such thing as a special anointing. This is all said to manipulate unlearned men and women who have a heart for God but have not learned the true things of God, and living in God on others' words and others' experience. It's sad that these are ripe for the plucking and for the deceiving. Yes, there are gifts. I operate in two, and maybe three, every week. And yes, there's gifts and there's callings and there's functions, but in the end, there is only one anointing, and that is Jesus Christ. And it is only as we function under His lordship that we are living in His anointing and His power. Did you get that? If we are not operating and functioning under the lordship of Christ, then we are not functioning and operating in Christ at all. And what the Spirit is in, I do not know. But I do know it is not the Spirit of God. Furthermore, the anointing of the Holy Spirit that we have in Christ will not repeat, not focus on signs and wonders. Oh, no. It will focus on Christ Himself, the Anointed One. It will seek to edify Christians in the body of Christ so that we might all come to know Christ the more. And Him is not repeat, not the Holy Spirit, but Christ and Him alone. I trust and pray you all have enjoyed this last two teachings, the baptism with the Holy Spirit and what is the anointing. They both are critical to our understanding of what Christianity is and how we are to live out our walk with the Lord on a daily basis. Remember, you can get a copy of both teaching, or one if you wish, by emailing me at charliegolf1@outlook.com. That is charliegolf1@outlook.com. And just request a copy of the teaching that you have selected. Next week, I feel to go ahead by going back to the teaching, What is True Faith? And maybe like an adding while subtracting. But you know, there's a lot of faith out there, but if our faith is not, if it's in the wrong things, if it's not in Christ, if it's not in the things of God, then it will only destroy our walk with the Lord. Wow. If our faith is not in God, then it will destroy our walk with the Lord. and maybe ourselves and others. More next week on What is True Faith. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, hoping and trusting that you have a tremendous day and week to come, and that the Holy Spirit is able to minister life to you in these words, and that your 2022 has gotten off to a good foot, and you're into the Word, you're studying His Word, and the Lord is able to speak to your heart, that you've opened up your spirit and allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you, and you are moving in Him. This is just my prayer for you all. So this has been David Stahl again from Beholding His Glory. Hoping you have a tremendous week, and God bless you, and we will talk to you next week. Amen.